Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, this is,
we make plans and God laughs, as my mom likes to say. Who is here? Mom's here.
Hi.
Dad's here.
What's up?
And lest you think for a moment that we're going to talk about, you know, major life events like the baby and all that other stuff. No, I had to just break up an argument. Upstairs over this damn song again. Dad is really just, I'm going to let him get into it. First thing really quick, we just had an earthquake.
Sure did.
And an earthquake legitimately could not stop this argument. So if you listened to the show the other day, Mom and Chris were going on and on about a church song that they loved.
That what? Can we set the ground?
Yeah, we have to set the stage and
Hang on, we have to set the stage
for the community.
No, everybody, he's got this face on that I want to punch him.
It's Dear Albie. Hold up, stop.
I know what he's going to say before he says it.
Okay,
and it doesn't apply.
You know what's amazing? You guys do television for a decade and you still don't know how this stuff works.
Okay.
There are people that are listening that have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
So let's set it up for them. It's amazing. It's amazing. Okay?
Go ahead.
Community, I do this to defend you. Okay? That's what I do.
Christopher is on a phone call. He'll be popping in as well.
Wow. So, there was a church song that the three of you heard that Mom and Chris said. It was a rip off On My Own by Les Mis. Okay?
No, they simply said that they rewrote the lyrics of a song to be appropriate for a funeral.
Right.
Okay, that's all I want to make sure we get that clear.
And a rip-off Les Mis. It was a Les Mis song.
Right. So they took a Les Mis song, and they messed with it until they got the lyrics that were appropriate for a funeral.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can we get the...
Now.
Can we get the defendant to... acknowledge that?
Now that, yes, mother, will you say that is your stances that they took?
The words that we know Les Mis to be, the only words that were present in that song is to see the face of God, that last line.
And all the other words were rewritten by the church.
Were different.
They're rewritten
but the tune.
Don't be lawyering me because I know what he's doing. I know what you're going to say.
The tune was the same. Essentially.
Yes.
Okay. Father listens to the show, which thank you so much. Okay. The only one. All right. Freaks out, comes downstairs, blasting away. Father, you have the floor.
What I understood, and I listened to the show right after it came out, got a Google alert on Spotify, and I listened to the show as soon as it was released. Show was good, sounded great. Loved all the Albie 5 stuff, the tattoos, etc. And Christopher said, the laws do not apply because the church apparently can take any song and do anything they want with it. They can change it.
Copyright infringement.
And they can copyright infringe and all this stuff. And I'm saying, huh, I wonder what he's talking about. And as I heard you all say, the song from Les Mis, was completely rewritten and used at a funeral. And I submit the song was not rewritten. They used it verbatim.
Here's what he's doing. Okay, everybody. I would guarantee that there is a longer version of the song on my own that we are not privy to the lyrics through Les Mis or otherwise.
Oh, no.
And he Googled it, as Albie likes to
say. It's all part of the show. It's all part of the play. The song in total is in the play.
So the song you're saying the song you heard.
You are wrong.
So okay, I'm
Googling it.
So you're saying that the song that was played in church.
I'm saying the lyrics
yes.
and the music that were played in church are verbatim from the play and were sung exactly
you
as
you are what planet? Because I am looking at the words right now.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So there is a longer version somewhere.
There's not a longer version.
Okay, Al, this was not sung. These words were not sung in church. Okay.
I didn't say those words that you're looking at on your phone.
Why don't you say for the community's benefit the words you're looking at on your phone, because they are so beautiful. And if I wouldn't mind if you did it in the cadence of it, maybe give a little theatricality to it, you know, a little pizzazz.
Well,
you know?
I would need Lauren here to do that, but I'm certainly not going to sing it because I have no voice.
Little jazz hands to it.
On my own, pretending he's beside me.
No, you got to go a little slower.
On my own,
go ahead,
pretending he's beside me.
Well done.
All alone.
Yes.
I walk with him till morning. Mm. Without him, I feel his arms around me. Mm. And when I lose my way, I close my eyes, and he has found me.
Wow, I'm on a journey.
Go ahead. The rain, the pavement shines like silver. Mm-hmm. All the lights are misty in the river. Mm. In the darkness, the trees are full of starlight, and all I see is him and me forever and forever.
Wow.
Okay?
Crescendo.
And I know, it's only on my mind, that I am talking to myself and not to him. And though I know that he is blind, still I say, there is a way for us. Mm. I love him. But when the night is over, he is gone. The river's just a river. Without him, the world around me changes. The trees are bare, and everywhere the streets are full of strangers.
Wow.
I love him. Mm. But every day I'm learning. All my life I've only been pretending. Without me, his world will go on turning. A world that is full of happiness that I have never known. I love him, I love him, I love him, but only on my own. That is not what was sung yesterday.
Okay. So now what do you have to say to that?
Would you like me to play for you the exact thing that was sung in church?
Well,
from the album of Les Mis?
It's a different version that's not in the play.
The play.
No, it's not. It's on the recording.
Hold on. I will be the judge of this. Hang on. Can I see the lyrics and the album cover of what this song of which you speak? I'm going to make a ruling on this.
Can we
right
agree
now.
that is the original album?
We can. I hold in my hand, community. Les Misérables, the musical phenomenon, highlights from the motion picture soundtrack. Now.
Motion picture
now,
soundtrack.
Hold on.
We can go back to the play.
Yeah. Now here's the thing. But hold on. Now, this is where we're getting into technicalities here. Did the motion picture soundtrack adjust
the lyrics?
No.
I will
go to a different album. I will go to the original soundtrack.
I mean, he would still be right, in my opinion. It would be the movie version of...
But it's not the song that we all know and are used to.
It is a song that you heard on the Broadway show. Here you go. Original Broadway cast recording.
Original Broadway
cast
recording.
Are you okay with that?
Yes, I am.
All right. Scroll down to epilogue.
Okay.
Okay. Therein lies the evidence, the proof, and the... Case is dismissed.
Time out. Scroll down to epilogue.
Yep, and play it.
I don't know that I can play it.
No, she can't play it on the
podcast.
I don't see epilogue here. I don't see.
We're not making money on it.
I don't see the epilogue on this. It's a song called Epilogue. What are you talking about?
Here, let me have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't get the words.
The end of the song, the end of the show, is the finale. Okay. And in the finale, they basically bring in all of the songs, most of the songs that were in the play, and it becomes a medley of songs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Okay. 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 I see where you're going.
And
it's like yes.
At the end of the movie,
mm-hmm.
a movie or play.
It's the best part.
Pick your pick.
Yeah.
Jean Valjean is dying,
mm-hmm.
and who comes down
mm-hmm.
from heaven?
Mm-hmm.
It takes him home.
Wow.
Right?
Ma.
Okay?
Ma.
Go ahead.
I'm not suggesting for one second
yeah.
that the song that they decided
mm-hmm.
was the song they were singing,
yes.
which is technically
correct.
Okay? Was rewritten.
That yes.
And all I'm suggesting was it was not rewritten.
All right, so it may not have been rewritten, but it's not the one. It's not the version we all know.
Hold on.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Wait, let me ask you this.
If we're worried about,
well,
first of all, if you're a fan of the play, you heard the song.
All right, but we'll probably just play it and say screw it. But hold on. When you heard the song sung as well.
I did.
Okay. Did you recognize it immediately from the show? Did you recognize it was from that part of the show?
I did.
So is that a bigger Les Mis fan than you are? What do you mean he didn't?
I don't believe you're saying, he did.
Well, so what do you think?
I don't believe he caught on to it. I don't even think he was aware.
You don't think I knew that it was a Les Mis song?
No, I don't think.
Are you on crack?
I don't think you.
Hold on, really
were
quick.
Listening to that, because we were all talking like, what are these words?
My friend was in Les Mis on Broadway.
A guy I know.
We went backstage and met the guy.
Here we go. That is, in this family, okay, saying you don't know a Les Mis song is
no.
very, very high charge.
No, I'm not saying that. I don't think he was paying attention to notice that the words were different. That's all.
No, they're not different. They are the words to the song. I'm going to play it for you.
He's loophole-ing it.
There's
okay?
no loophole.
There is
it's
not
in
the
damn
the
play.
The song that the verses that everyone knows and the main song. It was not that song.
Yeah, but when they put them all together, Glee style at the end,
right?
It is a really great part, and you do kind of notice each song as if they're putting each. So it's a different song. When they put the medley of songs together, okay,
it's a remake.
They call that a different.
It was made for this freaking show, original show.
So is your stance now? First of all, okay. I think at its core, I got to go with that here because. You guys said that they just kind of took it and ran, okay?
I do not recall this song, those verses, okay? The song I know on my own is a completely different song than I heard yesterday.
Isn't it One Day More at the end?
One Day More.
Yeah. But they put it all together, right? And because it goes, like, what's the part? It's like, you know what I'm saying? And then it goes to the other part.
Yeah, a little.
That's what they do.
So is it a compilation of all the songs? It's not the song on my own, then. It's just a compilation of all the songs.
Fair, but then you got the song wrong. So you're still wrong. They did the church. Let's put it this way. The Vatican wasn't sitting down and saying, hey, you know what we're going to do? Okay? Let's get into the music biz and just remix some stuff.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
I'll totally give you that.
So to his point, you know, it's what happened.
He's saying that it's On My Own as we know it. It's not. It's the second version of On My Own. I'll give him that, but it's not the
it's
main
not
version.
It's the second version. It's
if you ask somebody to sing On My Own, they're going to sing my version.
Yeah, but hold on.
No,
you're still wrong. But you're still wrong.
No
you're still wrong.
You to say anything
it's,
about On My
it's
Own.
It's the tune of On My Own, but it's right. not On My Own. They didn't take On My Own. They took the part of the epilogue thing, and they used those words. Either way, it's still Les Mis.
Right. But it's not the it's not like it's
First
not
of
recognized
all,
as
Father George didn't sit there and say, we're going to play a version of On My Own right
I
now.
I don't believe Father George
they
had anything to do with it.
They played a song that's in the play. They did not change the words.
Which, by the
Case
way,
closed.
Would be so much more exciting for me. Because if the priests are all gathered around and saying, hey,
right.
you know what? You heard this Taylor Swift album?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's
I think we can make something happen
right.
with some of these
Which
tunes.
Which would be awesome, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Like, I love, you don't. Our friend that passed was a major, major Disney fan. They played Disney songs at the end. It was so nice. When people were walking out, they played Disney songs. Made you cry. It was nice.
I'm ready to slam dunk this shit.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
I wish Chris was here, but go ahead.
Please.
I understand what he's saying, but he's not taking what I'm saying.
Is this not the song?
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, but that's not the main. That's oh, the, that me. Is the
quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. Looked down on him in mercy.
Forgive me all my trespasses and take me to your glory.
Is that it?
Take my hand. You can cut it out if you have to.
Not sure that's completely it, but it's it, but not completely it. There are some lines that were not in there.
We will play the last. Okay, they're not. There wasn't a duet. It was the girl singing the girl's part. They. It is a slam dunk. I am 100% right. You owe me an apology,
no,
and that's
don't.
It.
Because I will give you that it is a second. What's it called? What are they called? Iteration, reiteration. What do they call? What's the word?
What's the iteration.
Word? Iteration.
Yeah.
It is second iteration of the song.
First
I'll give you
of all,
that.
They're not doing any iterations. The statement was made, and you agreed
that they changed
the
words.
The church changed the damn lyrics of the song, and they did not.
We didn't say the church. We said the singer, who's marvelous, by the way.
No.
You said
that
the church.
Singer, yeah. Marlene, is ready to write music now, worthy of Broadway. I mean, she's a very talented girl, but I'm pretty sure if she had the ability to write music like that, she'd be doing it.
Whoa. I don't know. Yep.
And nothing against Marlene.
I don't know why Marlene just caught a stray.
Yeah, seriously.
but here's the thing, okay? Do you now...
I will acquiesce to say
okay.
that this song was in Les Mis, but it is not the featured... When you think of the, hear that music,
that makes you wrong though.
You
not
just
not
the said
church.
The song wasn't Les Mis.
Yeah,
no. I said I will admit that it is at the end of Les Mis, but it's not the featured on.
That makes
on my
you
own.
Wrong.
The whole damn show.
It makes
no.
you wrong.
Well, how?
It's, what do you mean how? You said the
hear,
song was wrong.
When you hear that music,
yes.
Okay, I was waiting to hear on my own. Mm-hmm. I was waiting to hear that, and when I heard that, I was like, my God, this is amazing. This is beautiful. Okay? Didn't even remember that that was part of the show. So the song that you remember is the one that I believe.
Can you just say out loud for everybody in the community, once and for all?
No, I won't give an apology to him.
Community, repeat after me. Community.
No.
I am sorry. We were wrong. We were mistaken. The church... Or Marlene, or Father George, or whoever involved in yesterday's service, did not change the lyrics.
I will give you that.
You made
it. It was not. It was not an original. It was not original piece.
She just can't.
From the church,
can't help herself.
From Marlene, from Father George. It was from Les Mis, but it is not the song that we know.
You made
it's
a
not the,
listen.
The primary song.
You made a Les mistake. Okay, that's what you did. Okay, you Les messed up. But the thing is, all right. When it comes down to it, though. I actually think you're wrong twice now, because here's the thing. This brings us to a different category altogether, okay? You guys are sitting in the same place hearing the same song, and you and Chris went and decided to take an iconic Broadway production, okay, and say the Catholic Church, okay,
took it on.
Is just ripping stuff from everybody. They don't care. They're going after there's no – nothing is sacred outside of their version of sacred. And music, okay? But you're saying they took the words, okay, to On My Own, when in fact it's not On My Own, nor is Les Mis trying to say it's On My Own. It's a different song altogether. So Dad knows Les Mis better than you do.
No, I think what Dad did – okay, was when he was upstairs and listening to it, he did a deep dive Google search.
No, I did not. I swear on all things sacred,
wow.
Being my future grandchildren, I did not do any Google searching.
Now Chippy got brought into this.
Yeah, Chippy. Okay? Why? Don't bring Chippy into this.
Bottom line is this, okay? You don't know what you're talking about. You talk shit about the church changing lyrics, and the church did not change lyrics.
Chris.
And that's that.
Did we lose? Did we lose the argument?
He's pulling an Al Manzo.
So, I mean, host, what did I wasn't here. What happened? Did we win or lose?
Christopher, it turns out that the song and the lyrics to said song are in their entirety. You should keep that phone on, too.
We have an earthquake. Everybody's texting.
Okay.
They landed the planes. They're not flying any planes.
Wow. So it turns out the song and its lyrics are not from
Les Mis.
On my own. But they are from Les Mis, and they are featured in the epilogue.
Huh.
In the end, where they do that the mashup.
It's the same song.
What I'm trying to say is when you hear that music, you think of the original song.
Right.
Well, that's
right.
Your own problem, okay? The accusation
Mom is looking at me
was
like, please,
the church
please
the
find
lyrics.
Something.
Let's stick to the facts.
And Dad,
for those who can't see, which is everyone.
Your Honor, she's in contempt of court.
She has completely shifted her head so no one can see her face but me. And she's looking at me as if to say, please find something.
No, you, all right, you know
so hold
is?
On, though.
I hate when he's so like...
No, but you know what, though? And this is going to get into a new topic, though. Dad's also saying, now here's where the conversation has evolved, Chris. Dad is now also saying that when he heard it, okay, he immediately placed it, okay, in his mind. He knew what song it was from
and
Les Mis.
And when.
Okay, and where. Mom's saying he just did a deep Google dive and he's lying.
Okay.
I'm with Mom on that.
Full transparency. I could only tell you that I did not know exactly what verse it would. No. But I knew that was the song. And it was not rewritten and it was in the play.
That I'll give you. I did not realize that. It's at the very end.
When I'm going to give you the words.
Yeah, you know,
is this
listen.
The words they said?
Yeah,
listen,
yeah those are the words they said.
Take my hand, I'll lead you to salvation.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't even know if we can read lyrics.
Hey, listen, it's not about us. Forgiveness is between you and God.
The love of the person is the
who you attacked is the risen Christ. Just
see the
shortly
face of
after
God.
Easter.
Now, is that in the original song?
I've never heard that version until yesterday.
Right.
Okay. Well, this is in the play. Thank you very much. They did not rewrite anything.
And she comes and pulls him up to heaven like he's all like this. That's what they're singing.
This is also, you know what, though? This is good. I'm glad the community's seeing this, you know? Because this really, Dad. I think this is a good little representation of life, what it's like being the Albert Manzos.
Oh, please. You're in your own little
bubble.
You get
around a wild accusation, okay? You prove everybody wrong.
Yeah, you're still an asshole.
And you're an asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what happened.
Can you go over the time that this happened to you, Al? The time that you were right, proved everyone wrong, and then you were an asshole?
All the time. Happens all the time. Happens all the time.
Well, just one of those all.
Yesterday, Gabe said I had no rizz.
All right, yeah,
and he was corrected.
Congratulations for dunking on a 10-year-old. You did a good job.
I have concerns for five.
What do you mean? You're bringing five into this?
Will he be mentored by three and four?
He'll be mentored to fit the mold. Absolutely.
Wow.
Listen, I think there are things we should be talking about with the earthquake, and I just want everyone to know that Chris Manzoway, I've started a fund.
this is just
I've started a fund Chris Manzoway on Venmo. If you read about the hurricane in New Jersey, if you've seen anything on the news,
earthquake.
Well, we had pretty much a hurricane yesterday.
Yeah, we had a hurricane.
We have trees down everywhere.
Yeah, so just know that it's a big world out there, and there's people that aren't you, and that were affected by this earthquake.
Yeah, and you will rebuild.
And yes, because I heard a book fell off a shelf on the news.
I'll tell you what, it fell off a shelf. Hang on, really quick, okay? So the house shook. We're here. Power is out. It's actually very kind of old school, like almost like Sandy vibes, right? But we're here. You don't have power issues up north, but you know down south we do. So we came up, and then as literally we're going to leave, what felt like a bomb went off.
Yes.
Okay, it was as if they were doing demolition or something next door. And I immediately went, "It's an earthquake!" Grabbed Chelsea and ripped her outside. And I was like, "Get to higher ground!" But like you know, as if a tsunami was coming.
Daddy ran outside. Albie grabbed Chelsea, said, "Get outside!" And they left me in the kitchen.
I said to everybody, get outside.
I was left alone after just frying you eggs. I was left alone in the kitchen.
This is another thing. So, Dad, you know what? Look, community, it just happened again. Okay? So, think about this. We're all sitting in the house. An earthquake goes off. Before the thing is done, I scream, that's an earthquake. Everybody get outside.
Did you say grab that? Did he say that?
I said immediately it was an earthquake.
You shouldn't be bragging about this, though. Okay, like, for the amount of earthquake we had, just be screaming, everyone get outside for that.
Why not?
Because I thought I was dizzy. My experience was, am I dizzy?
We were standing, the entire house was shaking. I thought we had the boiler exploded.
Yeah. I thought something exploded in the house or something. I thought
earthquake initially, and then I said I thought it was an explosion.
It was an explosion.
So I grabbed Shelly, pulled her outside. Now, here's the thing. I say get outside. By your own words just now, Mom, you said, Albie and Daddy, go outside, and you leave me in the house. You couldn't have been more than 5 feet away from me when I said that.
All you had to do was get up and walk out.
All you had to do was walk out.
I'm not suggesting.
And we're assholes for going outside.
I'm not saying that. I'm joking. Okay. Obviously, I could have taken the time to go outside. But
I saved the cheap.
I was just like, what's going on? Because I thought my nephew was over and he has a new car and he was leaving. I'm like, did his car blow up? That's what I thought. The first thing I did was run to the window to see if Joe's car blew up. Then I ran to see, around the house to see if something happened. It didn't feel like an earthquake. It felt like an explosion.
I kind of felt like it was an earthquake.
I thought it was an earthquake, and then I
also
then I
thought
it
could have been like a major plane crash, right, like behind the building, behind the house.
I thought earthquake, and then I thought explosion.
Yeah.
Because when I said earthquake, it was still going, and it's probably only about a second long, right?
And 2 or 3 seconds. Yeah,
that's it.
And when it stopped and I went outside, okay, I was like, that had to be an explosion. So I was like, are they demoing something?
But you
heard whatever.
Listening to the shaking was like,
the shake was real. The shake was real.
The sound of the shaking was weird.
But it still does not excuse the fact that somehow Dad and I spring into action. You stay inside claiming about eggs you made 30 minutes prior. Okay, and Chris comes out just soaking wet, walking around, and goes upstairs. And we're the problem again.
That's not true.
Now, can we wrap this up by you saying, honey, you were right?
I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say, yes, you are right. That is the version of a song at the end of Les Miserables.
You're getting way off track.
Church did not change the words.
Honey, you were right. The church didn't change the
lyrics. The church did not change the words. But
these
it
are
is
a
not
lot
the
of words.
Song that we know.
Honey, you were right. The church did not change the lyrics.
The church did not change the words.
Can you say the honey, you were right
I have
part?
To make a ruling. I think you should do what the man asks.
Honey, you were right.
I can't do that.
Come on. Why can't you do that?
You can say, honey, you were right.
All right, honey, you were right.
Wrong.
I was wrong.
Remember the Fonz? You couldn't say wrong.
The words did not change. But you also have to admit that I am right in saying that is not the verse, the song that everybody
knows.
That
wasn't the argument.
No, but you're wrong twice. You're wrong twice.
No, I'm not.
The
Why
song you think it is a different song. The beat's the same. It's a different song, though.
It's a different song. But it's not right. So, okay.
He's not saying it's the same song.
So if you hear the words to My Way and it's changed.
Yeah.
It's not My Way.
If it's called something else, it's not My Way. If they call that
Well, look
on
at
my
look
own.
At look at the disaster that was New Year's Eve with Paul Anka changing the words to My Way and singing it before the ball drops. That was a disaster.
Well, he called that
I wasn't there.
Epic proportion. And I think he called it actually a different thing altogether. I think it was like My Way.
He acknowledged it was the My Way. It was the My Way song.
Yeah, but he called it.
And he changed it.
Yeah,
New York.
But I think he changed the actual name of it too.
I'm sure he did.
In a similar
can't be called
fashion.
My Way, but he used the My Way.
Yes, understood.
The My Way.
You were appalled by
score.
That. I don't.
It was awful. It was awful. It really was awful. It was.
Why,
I mean,
we were together. Why didn't I hear it?
You heard it. You just were ignoring it. You were watching some bullshit movie in another language.
That's going
like
around,
saying.
Though. Like, the crooners are really,
she sits
like,
in bed
all the crooners
watching,
are left.
Watching fucking movies that she can't understand the words, and there's not even subtitles sometimes. The guy's speaking Japanese.
Oh, Shogun?
Guy's
You're watching
speaking
that?
Freaking no. Some other shit.
No, okay? I watch a lot of foreign things, but there are subtitles.
Sometimes. I saw shit without subtles.
Maybe
she's
picking
watching...
something up.
Now, trying to learn language.
Now she's watching hot men, almost
hot.
Naked,
you know what I'm watching?
Wrestling.
You know what Urbano got us into?
Oh, yeah.
Something 100?
Yeah,
what it is. Yeah. And it's not just men. It's women as well. It's like, what's that show?
And why does Urbano watch it?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Urbano.
We got to go. Dear DearAlbumBandBag@gmail.com. Love you guys. Thank you for going on this journey with me. Glad we got this settled.
Yeah.
Catch you later.
Bye.